That's what Paul said, sorry.
Oh, that was my fault.
Bleeding heart too late, went straight to the gut. Niggas here turning, trying to see who we are. Getting all the looks and they mad cause they ain't. We out here making news that these weak hoes can't. Bitches gon' be men and us. Bitches gon' be men and us. Niggas gon' be men and us.
They just gonna be mad at us. Hey, hey, hey. And welcome to another episode of Honestly Unbothered. It's me, your girl, Queen T. And I'm here with no other than
LG in the house.
And welcome to another episode of Who Does It Wednesdays. So, who does it? 50 Cent is getting sued for $1 billion.
Come on.
$1 billion.
Dude wouldn't have even made nowhere near half of that if he had have sold his story to 50.
Yeah. So according to the dude, the first series that we knew about on Starz that 50 had produced, I think it was his first one. It was called Power. So. The main character's name was Ghost, and the dude that's suing him, he's claiming to be the real life Ghost. And so he says that 50 showed up at his house with a bunch of his goons.
In what, 2021?
And tried to intimidate him or whatever for this lawsuit. 50 also tried to get the lawsuit dismissed, which is what I'm talking about. Like, if it's no merit to this lawsuit, why are you showing up at this man's house? And why are you trying to get the lawsuit dismissed? So the man says that 50's goons was brandishing guns and everything. So
that's not a big surprise, though.
But at his house, though. So he
But they probably carry guns everywhere they go.
Why would they come to this man's house, though? What I'm saying, though. And so he won $1 billion. So it was not dismissed.
Tell
and
the nigga going quick, into keep dreaming. Is he a nigga? Is he ghost?
Yeah, he black. Oh, okay. He black. His name is Corey. Hold on.
Is he light skin?
Name?
Really light skin? Why they call him Ghost? Because he was just in and
out. Oh my goodness.
And that was the quickest people didn't know where he was.
I don't know why they called the dude Ghost. You know, he's saying that if you watch the series.
Oh, maybe because he sold that powder. So instead of white girl, like they normally call powder.
Yeah, they call him Ghost.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but he says that 50 had put his life in danger and all that with the showing up at his house with the guns.
No, he
and
was
everything.
Mostly said because his life was portrayed, his supposed life was allegedly portrayed on 50 Cent's show where they showed where he claims was real life situations that he was in.
But
it's put a target on his
he
back.
He is known to be the former New York drug kingpin, and his name is Corey Ghost Holland Sr. He's known to be the ghost of
New York.
Right. So I'm like, who was the story based off of? We don't know. It could have been based off of 1,000 different drug dealers, you know?
No, yeah, because
in New York, existed.
Let's be real here. They're going to go through similar struggles.
Yeah, and then in New York, how many drug kingpins were there? And how many people called themselves ghosts? That's like, it's like, I bet it was a lot. Like, a lot of people call themselves cheese that are in the business.
Well, a lot of people call them, well, you know, we got a lot of Ray Rays out here.
Ray Ray, cheese, Scarface. A lot of people got, you know, because they got scars on their face or whatever. Pooh, yeah.
There's so many names in the hood that are just like, everybody got them, you know what I'm saying? Black is
right. Oh, and speaking of Dre, so the new series for Danny Glover.
Excuse me.
Daniel Glover, which we all know is Childish Gambino. Is
Childish Gambino. Because I was like, Danny Glover.
Yeah, well,
hey, what's his old ass doing?
Well, they said that he's, you know, he had the series ATL or Atlanta, I think it was called.
Yeah.
But, ATL. Yeah, ATL. Yeah, so he has a series that's just dropped on Amazon Prime, and it's called Swarm. And they said he was coming for the beehive.
The beehive is what they call it. The bay. Like bay. Bay. Yeah.
I thought it was called the
B-E-Y. Beehive. Like B-E-Y. So that's why I said bay.
It's not called the beehive?
Beehive, same difference. Really? Because beehive and beehive is the same difference.
Yeah, so apparently Chloe is like one of the characters, one of the characters... protagonist. I want to say the main characters protagonist.
The main characters are protagonists.
Yeah, so she was one of the
stars. But the main character can also be an antagonist, which is what the main character actually was, an antagonist. So
yeah, so she's playing in the series, and it's about an obsessive beehive fan.
Bae. No, I'm just saying it. No, it's yeah. Beehive though. B-E-Y, so, beehive.
So she's also a serial killer.
Becomes a serial killer because she's obsessed with Beyonce, yes.
Yeah, so she's going around killing, you know, everybody. You know, anybody that has anything bad to say about Bae. Okay, even her girlfriend. She kills her girlfriend. No. Spoiler alert!
My bad. I ain't even watched it, but hey.
It's crucial.
Because I don't even care if you tell me the story. I'm going to watch it anyway. You can tell me word for word. You can act out all scenes for me. I still want to see the movie. But yeah, go ahead. Or show. So, yeah, so the girl was, like, super obsessed with Beyonce. You couldn't say nothing bad about Beyonce. And a lot of people say that you cannot say anything. Like, I read comments a lot because I'm boring. And a lot of people are saying that you cannot say nothing bad about Beyonce. Don't say nothing bad about Beyonce or the Beehive. The Beehive's going to come for you.
Right.
So, and they try to, and I think they did it. You said they did a live scene where they showed one of the fans and they were like, oh, no, we don't do that. And then they showed the tweets and the messages that they were sending to people.
Yeah, so you should go play in traffic, and I hope you die, and, you know, really crazy.
I mean, they're not
stuff.
Representative of all Beyonce's fans, obviously, but...
A lot of them.
But for them, for the one fan to say that doesn't happen when we know they do, I mean, come on, where's Carrie Hilson? I ain't seen her in a minute.
But speaking of scenes in the show, spoiler alert... I never want to see another horrible sex scene or unnecessary sex scene in a show. Like, it's unnecessary. Why do we need to see sex scenes in, like, every other episode of one of 50 Cent shows? Like,
well, that's because a lot of people like seeing the sex scenes. Like, that one show that everybody was talking about for a while. I had to watch it, and I had never seen the damn show before. But that episode where the stripper came and performed for the man and his wife. What show was that called? I forget.
Oh, Pussy Valley. P-Valley.
Yeah, P-Valley, yep. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, a lot of people like those scenes. I get bored seeing a sex scene every time you do a show. But
that wasn't really a sex scene. I mean, it turned into a sex scene at the end, but it was more about her.
More sensualness, yeah.
About her sensualness on the pole, like. How she worked that pole, like, it was immaculate. It was a work of art. It was art. It was athleticism.
Yes.
It was.
I've been to strip clubs and most bitches just sit there and shake their ass.
Yeah, and she's not that type of stripper, you know. But she took training and everything. She actually was in education before she got on that show. Yeah, she was a teacher. And
I see. I did need a new job. Description type deal going on.
I know. But speaking of claims, so Tamar Braxton claims that Candy and her husband Todd threatened her.
Really?
Yeah. And her dude,
for what?
Who she's about to get married to? He showed up. Yeah, I don't know. They didn't get into detail. She was on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. And he, like, pressured her to say who it was that threatened her because she just tweeted that it was a peach that threatened her. And she never said exactly who it was, but she's supposed to be getting married to some guy.
Some Irish guy, right?
Some Irish guy. And he doesn't come without drama, girl. He gets, I think they say drama follows some people. And she doesn't want to be followed by drama, but it just keep on following her.
Well,
it just keep on everywhere she goes.
Did you watch the Braxtons?
Yeah, and that's why she quit the show, because she said they don't want to talk about how her and her sisters are all successful and how, you know, they got it going on or whatever. They just want to focus on the family drama or whatever.
Yeah, well, that's what people like to see is drama, unfortunately. Yeah, it shouldn't be like
that.
Yeah,
but she's like, she don't want to be a part of that, you know? She says the networks makes them focus on that drama shit.
Okay,
but so her new fiance, he has like 4 kids and 5 baby mamas.
5 kids, 4 baby mamas.
Oh, yeah, whatever. 5 kids and 4 baby mamas.
Is he ex-military, right?
Yeah, he's ex-Marine. Mm. And I think she was on a show talking about how she's going to be the bonus mom. She said that she's not above being, like, going with some guy that has kids or whatever.
I mean, she has a child, so it's not a big, right, you know, it's not a big stretch.
So it's not about being above that. Like, she said she's willing to be the bonus mom. But this new baby mama, she's like...
well, not new, but, you know.
Yeah, whatever. She's new in Tamar's life.
Yeah.
So... she's saying that she does not consider Tamar anything to her son because Tamar don't even know her son and Tamar don't know her. And Tamar is just coming in the picture and taking him away from birthday parties and visitations and everything. Yeah, they haven't even been together that long.
What, a year?
Yeah, I think like a year or something. But she's already bringing the drama, honey. But you know how these social media hounds, they want to...
Yeah, she like we say, they do anything for clout. No, we don't say that, but you know.
Yeah, I say that. They do anything for clout.
No, I'm saying it's a song, but you know.
Yeah, it's a song. Yeah, Cardi B, thank you. Offset and who else? Mm-hmm. Nicki Minaj was on that song.
Girl, you talked to the wrong person.
I think Takeoff was on that song, too. I think all the Amigos. Anyways, they do anything for clout, honey.
Yeah.
And this... baby mama is doing anything for clout, for sure, when it comes to Tamar. She's just trying to get some type of recognition.
Yeah.
And she's getting it, you know? All the blogs are
people
posting
people following
it.
Her and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, all the blogs are posting her little story and
so
everything.
She can get some attention now. She probably mad her husband ain't giving... her ex-husband ain't giving her attention no more. Or baby daddy, whatever.
And speaking of attention, I think that... we need to draw attention to, you know, this body shaming.
Yes.
Body shaming is getting out of hand.
Body shaming has always been out of hand, but we got social media now, so it's even worse.
Yeah, but I love that new song.
By
that
Lizzo?
Song.
Oh
no,
my.
It's called
no, it's not
Lizzo.
By Lizzo. It's called
Lizzo. And it's by Moonwalker. He killed that shit. And
yes,
we're gonna
play
it right
that song.
Now. Yes. Be positive.
I know. We do not own the rights to this song.
And we will never.
No, not ever.
But this shit's hot. It's hot. It gets the people this going.
Is, this is probably my first time hearing it, though. So this is the Moonwalker dude. I see.
Yeah. Never seen a video. A video hot, too.
Well, that's what came up, so.
She got a little bit of stomach, but that's okay.
Hey.
She gonna let a real nigga eat. I appreciate a woman with a whole lot of cake. Baby, that's a whole lot of shake. If I die, then I die, baby, right in my face. I'm around your waist and no, don't real tight while you do it. Twerk like Lizzo when you ride to the music. Got a little bit of stomach, but that's okay. She gon' let a real nigga eat. I appreciate a woman with a whole lot of cake. Baby, that's a whole lot of shake. If I die, then I die, baby, right in my face. I'm around your waist and no, don't real tight while you do it.
Twerk like Lizzo when you ride to the music. If I die, then I die.
Booty while I eat it from the back. Need a whole meal, not snacks. I'm a nasty ass
nigga out of bed. Rub it in my face.
I'ma lick your whole damn crack while a nigga eat the pussy girl slob on a nigga. Climb on top of a nigga. Now I got your big dove, I like hype. Now you wanna ride a nigga like a bike. You know what I like. And you ain't gotta do too much and that ass gon' move. And I don't give a fuck about a roll or a stretch mark. I do that deal with Debbie before I came in this room. And I don't give a fuck about a little bit of stomach. Girl, be tall at a foot. Like you're skinny, I'ma let your walk down with your legs on my shoulder. Eat the pussy, let you loop up. Never too much, got me sick of like Luther. Good head make a nigga go dumb. Good head, you gon' make a nigga come. Beat the pussy till that ass go numb. Beat the pussy till that ass can't move. Stretched out on the bed like your motherfucking legs don't work. Round 2 in the middle of the floor, just in case we think the motherfucking bed won't work. Round 3 like we tryna break a record. Feeling like a wrestler, jumping off the dresser. Pussy talk back like Alexa. I can handle that pressure. Gonna need a stretcher. Baby, I'ma give you this D. I see, kid. Made no nigga nervous because you got a little weight. It's cool because I like a lot of food on my plate.
Hey.
A little bit of stomach, but that's okay. She gonna let a real nigga eat. I appreciate a woman with a whole lot of cake. Baby, that's a whole lot of shit. If I die, then I die, baby, right in my face.
Ride my face. I'm a homie
when you're wasting, no, don't real tight while you do it. Twerk like Lizzo when you ride to the music. Yeah, a little bit of stomach, but that's okay. She gon' let a real nigga eat. I appreciate a woman with a whole lot of cake. Baby, that's a whole lot of shit. If I die, then I die, baby, right in my face. I'm around your waist and no, don't real tight while you do it. Twerk like Lizzo when you ride to the music.
Hey, that song was tight. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. Now, granted, I'm a fake big girl.
A fake one.
I'm a big girl because I'm a lazy bitch. That's why. It's different. These women are just big like that. They natural. That's natural. That's all real. You know what I'm saying? Mine is the, I need to get off the couch and get rid of this fupa type Jill. No.
Well, my thing is that I'm just trying to lose weight right now, you know, but I've never been self-conscious about however I look at whatever size, you know. I feel beautiful at whatever size I get. I've never been up and down, up and down, up and down. But that's just life, you know, for some women. And you just got to work with the process and just be proud of who you are. And just be proud of your body in the process. If you're trying to lose weight, if you're not trying to lose weight, if you just feel confident, it's a beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I love that song. That was very positive. Moonwalker, and that song is called Lizzo. And we'll put the link in the bio. It's real good. We do not own the rights to this music.
As but I would like to listen to it again. Not right now, but yeah, I will later.
Yes, I listen to it every morning. It's motivational, honey.
Hell she yeah.
Got a little bit of stomach, but that's okay. Okay, that's okay, honey. Stop killing yourself. What do you say?
Fupa, eat it like a chalupa?
Called
a chalupa, some shit he said. Oh, my God, that shit was safe.
But, for real, if you got it, flaunt that
shit. My husband told me that shit, though. He was like, you know what? I know you done got bigger and everything, but man, I think you look good bigger. I was like, what?
You know what?
I think he cut like it because I got an ass now. That's what
it is. Yeah. Yes, honey. And it's cool. What I'm saying, though, is that body positivity and body shaming is like going head to head right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's people on the internet telling you, you know, oh, you gotta lose weight or you're gonna die. And then it's people on the internet telling you, oh no, be positive about where you're
love
at.
What you love, yeah, what love what you got. You know what I'm saying? They're not saying, oh, just go and eat a whole motherfucking cake. They ain't saying that shit.
No,
they're saying that,
do
except that you don't look like fucking Tyra Banks in the, oh well, I'm old, so I said Tyra Banks. The models, you know what I'm saying, in the videos. Except that you ain't got this BBL and your ass is sitting up here, you know what I'm saying, and you ain't got no stomach, you know what I'm saying.
To Mexico to go kill your, you know, not
yeah, to go kill yourself. Oh my God, no, this woman did take a trip to Mexico, and they said that her mom and her sisters was like, she snuck and went without her, without them, you know, didn't tell the sister, oldest sister, or whatever, because she wasn't feeling right after she had her baby. But I doubt she was too big anyway. But maybe she was. Maybe she, I don't know. But the mama didn't tell the sister either. But they said that right before she went, she's like, she knew that she wasn't going to make it back home. Yeah, so she went down there. It wasn't even a reputable doctor. The surgery got finished. She ended up, they cut the wrong thing. She ended up dying of bleeding, internal bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they believe she got raped.
On the table. I heard about that. Like, y'all cut the lady open, sewed her up, and then raped her? Like,
basically.
That is
while she was bleeding internally.
No, they probably made her bleed internally.
Oh, from the rape.
During the rape.
I didn't even think about
that.
Yeah,
you're not supposed to have
but
sex.
But she died from
nothing,
internal bleeding.
And that's probably why she died.
No, she died from internal bleeding. So,
the killer. You know? Come on now. That's basic.
Well, God bless her.
Hold on. That's basic detective work on Law and Order.
The Mexican government claimed that they didn't see no evidence of rape, even though she had semen in her body.
Okay, now, come on now.
I guess she just magically fucked somebody before she left.
Girl, stop.
And the sperm stayed in there because she must have just did it right before she went to get surgery, right? Is that what the Mexican government trying to tell us? But they also said Shikari wasn't killed at first. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, in the kidnapping?
Yeah. No, Shikari Richardson. The girl that died in Cabo.
Yeah, they did say.
They said originally they said that she was not killed, that she died of alcohol poisoning. And then all of a sudden, when everybody's like, oh, trying to find out what's going on and stuff.
And then they got the footage.
The footage came later. And then they declared that she was murdered. But they already took away the alcohol poisoning before the footage came out.
Oh, really?
I believe so. I watched so many videos on that. Mm-hmm. I was really shitty about that. The beautiful woman, beautiful young woman, you know, wanted to go hang out with her friends, to have party and have fun and fucking... A fucking beautiful city, and then this happens. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they were some
motherfuckers hating. Yeah, they was hating on her.
Yeah, because she had it going on. She was doing her thing.
Also, they found footage on her phone from before she died, where she was walking around naked, and they was looking. This was right before the fight, and she was looking for everybody. She was wondering where everybody went. She's like, "Come on, motherfuckers, let's go skinny dip or some shit." And then yeah, and she couldn't find nobody, and finally she found them all in that one room, and that's when. And after that, that's when the video that the other people who were beating up on her was taken.
Wow.
Yeah, so they beat her up naked. And it was taken
from her phone, right?
No. That was the actual fight video was taken from the supposed friend's phone.
The one who supposedly didn't have nothing to do with it. What they used to say
back in the days? With friends like that, you'll never need enemies.
Mm-mm.
Well, did they ever go to jail? I gotta look that shit back up because they need to go to jail.
I think they on trial now. They going down. Yeah. That's sorry for them.
And Mexico take over. The jails in Mexico. Yeah, I've heard.
Yeah, that's where they need to go to jail at for real, where they committed the crime.
Yeah, basically.
They should get convicted here for life, and then they should extradite them to Mexico and convict them again for double life. And then make them spend the rest of their life in a Mexican prison.
Well, they get beaten on. So they get beat and see how it feel to get beat and just left to die. Fuckers.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. I heard they do that a lot. Oh, speaking about, you know, just trying to be by the bay. I don't think you should go by the bay anytime soon because there are large seaweed blooms coming.
Oh, it's the Gulf. Yeah, but yeah, same difference.
Yeah. The bay, the Gulf, the coast. The West Coast is coming there, and
East Coast, right?
No, it's Florida. Coming to the West Coast. Florida. No, it's coming to the West Coast.
Oh, that's why, because it was a mass, like the width of the United States. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like the mass.
A blob,
a
right?
A blob.
As they said, yeah.
It's killing off the coral reefs and everything. But speaking of killing off the coral reefs, they saying the global warming is going to hit its peak at 2030, which is a lot sooner than a lot of people was hoping.
A lot of people, what they're expecting. See, there's a thing where...
Nobody cares anymore, though.
Nobody cared in the first place. I mean, how many times are you going to tell us the world's going to end? I've been hearing the world's going to end since I was fucking born and could understand that shit.
2020. 2019.
2000. The year 2000. Don't forget that, man. I mean, like... people are not going to take global warming. Yeah. Remember, we all got together as a family. Everybody in the family finally showed up for once.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we had that. It was like, if we're going to die, we're all going to die together. Remember that shit?
I never believed it. But it was funny, you know? Let's have a big party for no reason.
It was a fun party. It was New Year's Eve.
No, it's all good. It's all good. Everybody came together during that time.
But yeah, ain't nobody going to listen to them. Like, the thing is that... Okay.
No, the thing is that people were selling off their stocks.
Uh-huh.
People were emptying out their
bank accounts.
No, I was going to
say about with the global warming.
Oh, yeah.
The thing is that there's a certain temperature that the world has to get to where there's a point of no return where it'll just keep getting hotter. And they assumed that that point is in 2030
now.
Mm-hmm. So they said if the global temperatures are not reduced by 2030, which is what I read in the book.
No, they saying it's never gonna...
It's gonna reduce.
Yeah, they say even if we start...
Yeah, it's not gonna... That's right. I'm sorry. Yeah. The book said that we can't reduce it, but we can keep it from getting to that point of
return. Catastrophic level. So the catastrophic level is that...
Yes, I was reading the book about global
warming.
They're
saying there's gonna be... Hold on, let me get my little notes.
I got an A in that class, too.
Hi. So there's gonna be heat waves. We already got. There's gonna be floods. We already got. Wildfires. We already got. Crop failure. We already got. Coral reefs dying. We already got. Extreme weather. Oh, we already got that.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then water insecurity.
Now, water insecurity is our problem. We already got that. But yes, in Texas, there's a watershed that is like almost completely depleted.
Not
now.
Just Texas, Arizona's having no, I was just water like, crisis. No, California.
A lot of those arid states get their water from states that have water, like they have it piped in.
Mm-hmm.
So they already probably didn't really have that much water in the first place. So.
But their ideal.
But the little bit of water that they did have, because they're so reliant upon the water, it's going to waste.
But their effects of global climate catastrophe is what we're already suffering through.
Yeah, but they said it can get worse.
I mean, it's already worse. I'm just like, it's worse.
Hey, what can you do? What can you do? Like,
hey, nothing you can do. It's going to happen regardless. So.
I mean, you can reduce your carbon emissions, but singularly, we can't do much. It's the businesses, the people, the manufacturers, they're the ones who really are going to have to do stuff, because a lot of our pollution comes from big business.
Oh, yeah. And that's like, the thing. Seriously. I think they're even building a new site in Asia, I believe China, where they're building a new site for some type of industrial plant.
Mm.
Like, that has to do with them burning more coal and you know.
Yeah.
Like, they're trying to shut down the build or whatever.
Whatever.
Shut it down. We don't need it.
And why are they doing that anyway? Because you don't just have like a big ass bank that failed and a lot of people were outside protesting. Well, it was like not even a year ago.
Yeah, just shut it down. China be doing too much. They do too much.
Well, we get all bought our goods from China, so they have to keep up with what we were demanding. You know what I'm saying?
True tea. But what I don't like is that people are not taking it seriously. You know, it's nothing we can do at this point. But
I mean, you could try to help lower your carbon footprint, but like, really, what can you do? Mm. And they're saying, oh, well, don't have no kids. But then you got abortion bans left and right. Don't have a bunch of kids. Don't, you know, it's the population that really would affects the environment. But it's not just the population.
Oh, really?
They're saying with more people comes the more demand for goods. So, and the more demand for goods causes the more production of goods, which causes more pollution. No, this is what global environmentalists believe, yes.
What is the birth rate in each country compared to
death
rate?
But it's going down. That's what I'm saying. The birth rate compared to the death rate is the death rate is increasing, the birth rate is lower in many, many countries.
Yeah.
No, the death rate is increasing.
The birth rate is decreasing.
I'm sorry. I said the birth
you
rate
said
is decreasing.
Right.
Oh, then I thought, so, okay.
The death rate is increasing.
No, it's decreasing.
Not the death rate.
Yes, it is, because people are living longer than what they used to.
No, not talking about just people living longer.
But the death rate is decreasing.
No, I'm not even talking about people just living longer. People might be living longer.
Yeah.
But on the average, people are dying from murder. They're dying from disease.
Yeah, we're talking about the black
media
though, there.
They're dying from hunger. They're dying from... You know,
well, you're talking about third world countries there.
No, not just third world countries. I'm talking about as each
and third world countries.
A whole.
People are living longer, but they're not having kids.
Mm-hmm.
In Japan, people are living longer, but they're not having kids.
Mm-hmm.
In the United States, people are living longer, but they're not having kids. In Europe, people are living longer, but they're not having kids. Right. This has been proven. It's been an issue since the early 2000s. Like, we're not producing enough. So those older people, so they might as well not be there. They might as well not be there because the population is not balancing out. So those older people are becoming higher and the birth rate is becoming lower. And then, of course, we have our death rate in the black community, which is kind of keeping ours lower because our death rate is pretty high.
There was something significant also that happened in our city where people on a mass influx went back to school. And went and got different trades or whatever.
And it's then they're not having the kids as much.
No, it left a dead zone.
Oh, yeah, that too.
It left a dead zone for factory workers. And everybody was like, why are these factories moving away? Because there was a dead zone. There was nobody to work those jobs because people were going back to school. Even these factory jobs.
My factory job could have gave me a job because I'd have still been at that motherfucker 20 years later.
But they were paying people to go back to school.
I would be a manager or a supervisor by now, but I would have stayed there forever because, I mean, that time right before I got the job in education, I went to apply for a factory and the motherfuckers told me I was overqualified.
But that's also why we took in a lot of refugees.
But I only had 2 years of college at the time.
Factory jobs. We had nobody to work our factory jobs. So we took in a lot of refugees, a lot of immigrants, a lot of displaced workers.
Uh-huh, yeah.
We took in a lot of people from Katrina in Indiana. Uh-huh. And that is the reason.
And we recently, in the last 10 years, have taken on a big Burmese population as well.
Yeah, Burmese. And, we took in a lot of Ukrainian people.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, we did just get an influx of Ukraine.
Yeah.
From Ukraine.
Yeah, but also they can't work the jobs that they worked in Ukraine or that they worked in their foreign countries.
I worked with, he was working in the learning center. Oh, shit. He was working as a tutor because his qualifications didn't translate well into American qualifications. So what he would do is he would go to school part-time to get those qualifications again. And now he's a college professor like he was in Egypt.
Right.
So, yeah. They do really that a lot of places.
That he had to go back to school.
People that were in my math program with me was a Nigerian woman, and she already had a degree. She already had everything she needed, but she didn't have the American version. So she was going back. We were basically taking the same classes so that she can get recertified to do what she was doing when she was in Nigeria. So that does happen a lot, honestly.
Yeah, but it's just ridiculous that they have to go back and get these extra certifications to work in our country.
Yeah.
When they're clearly qualified to do the job.
And then they're working in factories, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're working in factories. They're doing whatever they can
to make money so they can pay rent, pay for school, all of that. But, you know, they commute to live, so they living pretty decent. They're able to pay.
They might be living
in a 4-bedroom apartment and a 4-bedroom house with
people.
Yeah, but
that's
still.
That's not decent.
They live in, I'm telling you, they got everything they need. Yeah. They got all the food they need.
They're not having to worry about bombs.
They're not having to worry about, they can go out, they work, they pull their money, they take care of the bills, and then they still have hella money on their own because they splitting it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but they got to save that money up so they can move.
So they can get jobs. So they can go to school. So they can get certifications. Yes.
To work here to do the job they already had.
Yeah. I've been working with this young Hispanic lady since she was actually in high school. I worked with her in high school. I tutored her in high school. And she has been working all this time. She doesn't get grants and loans. She pays out of pocket for school.
Right.
She works her ass off. She works 3 jobs she has to, and she works her ass off, and that's how she's been putting herself through school all these years. So she's 31 now, and so she's finally able to got the money together so she can go back to nursing school. So a lot of these people that come here don't get those free rides like a lot of people think. They don't get all these free loans.
People that live here don't get free rides. People that serve
but
this
people
country
assume that,
do I mean, not get free rides.
You said it on one of the other podcasts we did, that a lot of these people come here and they can get loans for everything. No, they cannot.
No, I didn't say that they can get loans. I said that it's easier for them to get a business loan than it is for an average African-American. And that is true.
For Africans, you think so? For Africans,
no,
too?
No, for African-Americans that was born in this country.
So you're saying it's easier for Africans to come here to get loans as well?
Oh, no, I did not say that. I said foreign people.
But African are foreign people. I didn't say African Americans.
But I ain't gonna lie, a lot of them got gas stations.
I know that, especially on the west side. Yes, they do.
That is true. And for us to get a gas station or a liquor store, we
we not getting no gas station.
Or a liquor store, girl.
I ain't seen no. All the liquor stores, dinner, all the liquor stores in Indianapolis is owned by one black man and ain't nothing but black people working there.
No. He had a fight heart. They made him jump through hoops
to get that liquor. He got the damn place, the franchise from the white guy that he used to work for years ago.
Right, but they still made him jump through hoops and pay millions of dollars to get
a license. Well, he probably had all of that by then.
Because he wasn't grandfathered into getting. They say you have to be grandfathered into getting.
Well, he got grandfathered in now.
He paid millions to get that license.
I would say hundreds of thousands of dollars. No. Millions.
Million, like $1 million.
Where's he going to get the millions from? Well, no, those liquor stores do be banging.
Of course.
Fridays and Saturdays and Sunday. Oh, my God. No, Fridays and Saturdays. Ooh, Thursdays when it's around the first of the month. Thursdays, too. Shit.
No, but I think he got his start in real estate, and that's where he got the money to start the liquor stores
No, he didn't start the liquor stores. I'm saying they were started by a white guy.
Yeah, and that's how
now he owns them. And I don't know how many years it's been since he's owned them, but it's been a long ass time.
Yeah, here in our
But originally, when 500 Liquor, well, it used to be called 500 Liquor back in the
day. It's called Community Spirits. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but
spirits.
I'm about to go get me some more spirits in a minute here.
I think what we Pinot Grigio. Yeah, I don't gotta wake up early tomorrow, y'all. But I do.
Have to wake up early tomorrow,
honey. I do have a maiden, honey.
Like, we should do a dedication to autism one time because you know I'm dealing with autism with my son and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, but that is, I found out that is damn near a full-time job having an autistic child. Like mm-hmm. all the different therapies they have to go through, the different. And he also has other health problems. And so I'm constantly in the doctor's office like every fucking week. Yeah. So we should do something about that. And I'm not the only mother. I follow a lot of mothers with, autistic children on YouTube, and it's a full-time job. And so, you know,
so maybe we'll put the link to, autism helpline in the bio. Yeah. So you guys can check it out. The
autism support group too. Cause we autism people, autism parents need to stick together. It's a lot. Yes, so we're going to end this episode with
our feature artist of the week.
Blue Queso, cousin.
Local artist.
Well, some sort of kind of local artist.
Trying to get that Houston money, honey.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's more opportunities for artists like him in Houston. And just,
it's more opportunities for artists outside of Indianapolis, period, which is fucking bullshit.
It's really crazy. You do have to leave here to make it.
You shouldn't have to leave where you live to make
it. Unless you're white. I'm sorry.
Who made it here that was white? Name somebody.
It's a lot.
Name somebody, because the bitch from Jennifer Vardy had to go to California. So, name somebody. No. What's his name again? Babyface. Atlanta.
Yeah.
Old girl. Oh my gosh, Vivica Fox, and she went to California.
Yeah.
Mike, he moved to California. Now don't even keep naming some shit.
Who made it
and actually was able to stay here and be famous? Who? Okay, yes, exactly.
The Jacksons.
That was Indiana. That wasn't. I mean, what were they from, Gary or something?
Yeah, and yeah. The small. Yeah, the.
They
small
were from Gary.
Town.
Yeah,
yeah, the smaller town because we small too. You know, Indianapolis is smallest. Yeah.
Man, but Babyface's brother used to walk around Indianapolis
like he was Babyface.
Yes, he tried to tell me he was Babyface. This was years ago when I was in my 20s, early 20s.
Oh, Lord.
Yes. He was singing for me and everything. I'm like, okay.
We know you're not Babyface, sir.
I've seen Babyface more recent, like a year or two ago at North Central. Mm-hmm. He goes there and does his homage every so often.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yeah, but, so, I mean, but I'm just saying, I didn't have to see Babyface face to face to know that that wasn't Babyface. That I saw that was trying to tell me he was Babyface and trying to sing for me. Plus, his ass is drunk as fuck. But anyway, let's not talk bad about people, because I'm a drunk now, too. I don't be on the corners or anything, or walking around or city or nothing like that, trying to hit on people and tell them I'm famous. But yeah. Anyway.
Because we always.
Please don't come for me, Babyface. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just telling you a real story. I went through in my early 20s. I ain't trying to be mean.
I doubt Babyface is listening to this podcast.
I doubt he is listening. But still, just in case it comes out later on, because you know, like they love bringing up shit that you said 15, 20, 80 years ago.
Yeah, after the world got half an ocean.
Oh my God. In 1985, she pretended to have black face.
Girl. That's what I said. It don't even matter. She pretended to be a black person. The whole world tsunami. Soon as them waters recede, motherfuckers gonna be back on social media talking shit about each other.
As soon as that shit, you see what happened? Oh man, Keisha, you should have seen Keisha. She swore she was running from the flood. I was ahead of that bitch. And she was running. I looked back. I was like, bitch, you ain't gonna make it.
And they gonna have that shit filmed and everything. I told that bitch she was gonna make it.
I caught it.
Lord. Okay, so tonight's feature artist is Blue Queso. And the song is called
Hell on Earth. Hey, perfect for you know, Doomsday.
If you want to check out the video, it will be in our bio. Check it out.
Amen.
Uh-oh. 20 years ago. And I live like a man who is dead already. I have no fear whatsoever of anybody or anything.
So you bleed like I bleed. so you bleed like I bleed. You just a man, so you bleed like I bleed. I ain't spearing nobody, I ain't spearing nobody. My baby mama steady saying she for me. Tell the flesh you finna take me from my seat. My nigga gone, we used to thug in these streets. I'm looking back at memories, I can't believe it. My baby girl, she looking down, is an angel, but these streets, they done turned me to a demon. Lived off the porch with my brother slinging cutters. We was young, but we both had a hustle. We ain't know it back then, but I know it now. Bitch, we was destined to bubble. Just for my head, I see that's fuck you. Ain't got a better squad to touch you. And when it's time, God gon' put me on that flight. I'ma tell my daughter that he really love you. A lot of drugs to sleep at night. Nightmares by the violent light. We was like getting to the cash, and I'm slang trying to get on niggas' ass. I can't trust nobody, so I ran with this pole. Shorty say she ran with a nigga right or wrong. Give us what the flick, I go one missed call. I've been serving raw, I swear I ain't doing you wrong. Sitting at this light, don't know which way to go. This shit that I seen, I make you puke up your soul. My cousin called about it, he got caught cause niggas told. Damn, 21, he's only 16 years old. Shit deep.
Damn.
I can't let no niggas sink me. Put my life on the line to make these ends meet. You ran up on me, you dying, that's just how shit be. It's my letter to God, I hope he hear me. So you bleed like I bleed. So you bleed like I bleed. You just a man, so you bleed like I bleed. I ain't fear nobody, I ain't spare nobody. My baby mama steady saying she for me. Tell the flesh she finna take me from my seat. My nigga gone, we used to thug in these streets. I'm looking back at memories, I can't believe it. My baby girl, she looking down, is an angel. But these streets, they done turned me to a demon. So you bleed like I bleed. So you bleed like I bleed. You just a man, so you bleed like I bleed. Don't fear nobody, I ain't sparing nobody. My baby mama steady saying she for me. Tell the flesh she threatened to take me from my seat. My nigga gone, we used to thug in these streets. I'm looking back at memories, I can't believe it. My baby girl, she looking down, is an angel. But these streets, they done turned me to a demon.
That's some real shit. And you know, sorry, Keith, I love you, you're my cousin, but I don't like all y'all music. But this one right here, I'm feeling that shit. I love it. Yes,
I loved it.
It's the first time I heard that. You know, like I said, I'm not into rap and everything, but I got certain songs that I like. You know, shit when it's hitting, it's hitting. I don't give a fuck who's singing it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, what we ending this episode today. Yes, check out Blue Queso on YouTube.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Honestly Unbothered. And we'll see y'all next episode. Again, these are our personal opinions and
thoughts
and
prayers. No, couldn't help it.
Prayers to, you know.
No, thoughts and prayers like school shootings anyway.
Oh God, where are we talking about school
shootings? No. Everywhere on social media, when there's a school shooting, be like, people be all sarcastic, be like, thoughts and prayers. Because that's what the government says every time. We send our thoughts and prayers out to all the victims of Sandy Hook. We send our thoughts and prayers out to all the victims of that Texas shooting with a dude shot. Was it Las Vegas shooting?
When, recently?
When he busted the window out and shot the people in the crowd for, was it Lollapalooza or some shit?
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, there's so many people, so many shit, so many things that happen in this world. And all we can do is come together and love each other and try to make the world a better place, a cleaner place if you can.
And listen to Honestly Unbothered because it's funny.
That one right there, you can't miss that. We real and we crazy at the same time. Hey.
Well, thank you for listening to another episode of Honestly Unbothered. We'll see y'all next time.
Ooh, Cue music.
Because what are they going to be, Jenna?
Mad at us.
Every time.
Wait, oh. What the fuck? Okay, I don't know what just happened here.
Talking a lot.
Okay, Scissors for some reason is playing in the background here. Scissors should not be playing in the background. That was my fault. Whatever.
Not listening to Scissor.
No, we not listening to Scissor.
What the hell? Okay, look, I am. This is my first time. This is my first time. Okay, so I got excuses.
Oh God.
Anyway, so yeah,
tried it.
The outro. They just gonna be me and us.